friends. Welcome to the Drivecast, a daily podcast designed to help us read it in, pray it up, and live it out. My name's Dan, and I serve as the teaching pastor for our Worthington campus. Today, we're continuing in this short series, kind of recapping some of the things that we talked about as teaching pastors throughout our campuses over the last week. And really, we were kind of setting the vision for this year and what we want to see happen in and through the life of our campuses. At Worthington, one of the things we focused in on was a passage that we find in Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. Let me read this passage and then we'll get started. And Jesus says this, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Just as a recap, here's a bit of what we talked about on Sunday. We're focusing in on how realistic Jesus' picture of life as we know it is, right? He uses these words, come to me all who labor and are heavy laden. And I think this immediately brought to mind some ideas of what the scriptures have to say about work. First of all, work in the Bible is a good thing. Like, we were created to work. This is what we see in the book of Genesis, where God has created us to partner with him in his creative activity. We actually live into the imago Dei, the image of God, as we take on the responsibility to work. But in the fall, what we see is that there is now pain associated with our work. There is toil associated with our work. It's not that work is bad. It's what work can do to us, right? And this is not just the things we get paid for, but this is all encompassing what we give our day-to-day lives to. And really what we don't often see is that we get caught up in a tornado of a million good things going on. We constantly spin our wheels. This is the hustle that every single one of us feels, right? Whether it is just normal things happening in and through the workplace, maybe it's things you're encountering at home. I mean, after all, there are so many activities that we have to get ourselves to. We may find ourselves in a position of having to get to Aldi before they run out of the one thing that we need, and then jumping over to Kroger when Aldi inevitably didn't have the thing that we need, all the while we're trying to manage dropping kids off at swim practice, soccer, basketball, whatever sport they're in that day. We still needed to make sure they get their homework done and somehow manage to get school drop off and pick up on time. All the while, we still have these lawns that need to be mowed. We have things around the house that need to be fixed or find someone who can we can hire to fix them because we don't have the time to do it. I mean, we are spinning our wheels at every end, trying to achieve the picture-perfect life that the American dream is always painting right in front of us. And the haunting reality is the good life is always just one more step ahead. We're almost there. And what we find is that we are in the very place that Jesus is talking about here. This whirlwind of everything going on in our lives. And in our cultural moment, what we do is we take this busyness and we wear it as a badge of honor, as if this is the way life is supposed to be. And on top of that, in the Christian world, what we often do is we kind of baptize our busyness so that it is good things that we're busy with, right? We're giving ourselves to ministry, to church work, to, like all of this stuff that we use to end up justifying in our own eyes and in the eyes of other people that we are valuable contributors to what God is doing. We're valuable contributors in our communities. All of this stuff is very, very meaningful for us. But what we end up doing is creating a system, an environment where we are the kinds of people that Jesus is exactly talking to, those who labor and are heavy laden. And to us, he says, come to me and I will give you rest. Now, we spent a lot more time diagnosing what's going on with this, why we are so addicted to busyness. You can check out the full message if you'd like to hear more about that. But as we were looking forward into this new year, one of the challenges we talked about is what would it look like for us to intentionally enter in to a kind of Christian life that is chiefly marked by rest and not busyness. We gave a practice that maybe today is a moment for you to work out and try to instill in your daily habits. And I challenged folks at LifePoint Worthington to take this on for a month, right? Because you really won't see the full impact of it with one time practicing this or just a week of practicing this, but you'll start to feel it after a month. I said, before you do anything else, before you engage in any type of quiet time, before you pour your coffee, before you do what you're going to do during the day, scrolling on X or looking at your news app, before any of that, let's give 3 minutes to the Lord. 3 minutes of silence. And at first, this sounds so archaic. I get it. You might even be rolling your eyes hearing me talk about this for a moment. But imagine taking a moment to sit in stillness for 3 minutes before the rest of the day ensues. 3 minutes where you're not thinking, you're not actively bringing things before God, but 3 minutes where you are absolutely silent, trying to still your soul. First of all, this is intended to be a picture of the kind of rest that Jesus offers to us. Here's what you will experience as you start to practice this silence and stillness. In those first 3 minutes, your life is going to feel like, almost like, imagine a water bottle filled with sand or dirt. You shake it up for a little bit. What happens? It's going to take a while for all of that sand and dirt to settle towards the bottom. And when it does, you'll be able to see clearly through that water bottle. But until it does, it will feel murky and you'll see things swirling around. That's what's happening in our souls at every other moment in the day. And yet when we practice stillness, we allow things to settle. We allow our souls to settle. And it's going to be very uncomfortable the first couple times you do this. It's going to feel like there's a million other things you need to be doing, and you could probably be doing something more efficient with this time. But in stillness, in silence, what you are actually doing is waging war against a cultural impulse that is embedded inside of each one of us that says you always need to be doing. In a very real way, you are retraining your body to let go. You are retraining your heart, your mind, and your soul to let go and hold on firmly to a deeper, more abiding relationship with God. You are making space for things to settle so that you might see Him more clearly. You might hear His voice more distinctly as your soul begins to settle. And in this, I think we enter into the rest that Jesus offers to us. Friends, thanks for tuning into the Drivecast. Practice that silence today. Maybe set out a month challenge for yourself. We'll see you back here tomorrow.